wants you to spend all the time cooking, and he wants you to do it out there. Well, it ain't any fun when you're the cook.
Gee, I don't see anything wrong with that, do you?
Well, and I try to feed him though too, because we were going to stay all night that night, and he'd get sleepy enough, you know, carrying around all that weight, that he'd go to sleep before anybody else would, and nobody would give him any trouble. And don't you know he'd start yelling about 3 o'clock in the morning for something to eat? I'd get up and feed him because I'd think maybe he'd be quiet and let everybody else sleep, but it didn't help a bit.
You know, I think I'm going to solve this eating problem on fishing trips by just getting Metrical and things like that.
To take with you.
Uh-huh.
It's a good idea.
Just knock the lid off and down one of those. And
it's a good deal. And then you're not eating a bunch of stuff you shouldn't eat. You see, Lester has candy bars and Cokes and pop and sandwiches and all potato chips and everything that he isn't supposed to have too. So
in the Forest Service, we used to take tomato juice.
That's good.
Boy, this was good for a quick pickup. Mm.
Well, candy bar's good for a quick.
Yeah, but you don't get the flu in too.
Yeah.
Of course, tomato juice and a candy bar now.
That's right. Then, you know, other things that they have now too that are fixed, like consomme and those things. And then the bouillon cubes, if you have any hot water. See, that's all. No, babe, thank you. I'll take a little bit of water, though, honey, if you don't mind.
Well, I had another fellow that I used to work fires with. We worked well together. We got on one. We sawed wood all day.
Thank you.
And at 4:45, we got a fire call. We usually ate at 5:15. So we went up to the fire, hiked in. They didn't have a kitchen set up till 3 o'clock the next morning. When we got in from that fire, we got a chance, we just cleaned out the pantry and packed the floor under the pickup with cans of tomato juice right under the front seat. It was just solid under there. But we weren't going to take any chances anymore.
Well, you know, when Lester goes to work, see, and I haven't fixed him a lunch, or he hasn't gotten one downtown or something like that, see. Why, he goes by the store, the grocery store, and he'll buy cans of Vienna sausages and even potted meat. Now, I never do eat that, but now he just thinks that's good. And crackers and cheese and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, thank you. And, but that's the kind of lunches we find that he's had, too. I don't buy peanut butter anymore. If we have any here, has gotten it in a lunch, you see, sometime, and brought it home.
Well, a fellow told me about this Metrical business for a fishing lunch. I always thought it was rather strange stuff, but he said it worked out quite well. It was certainly no trouble, and it took no time.
No.
Especially for the lunch, you know, for your noon meal, if you're going to stay overnight or something, you're probably catching a fish to cook that night.
No.
No, not you.
You got the pronoun wrong.
You know what, Daddy? I'll take him fishing at Kelly's, or you ought to.
Oh, I really wish
he
we could plan for
he just dearly would love that. You would just enjoy that.
Do you think that would really like to come fishing? And you all come up some weekend? Well, we could plan. We have all the equipment.
You wouldn't have to bring anything, really.
He's got a rod and a reel.
We have cots, you know, and things like that. We really want to spend the weekend.
Well, his rod and reel are just like mine, practically fish free.
Well, of course, you can always do better with your own rod because you're used to it. I mean, that wouldn't be any trouble for you to bring. But as far as these other things are concerned, you know, like the cotton and those things, if you wanted to take those, even if you were just going to spend the day, you know, if you couldn't stay all night, why?
Well,
it would be fun.
Bag and a tent.